Obviously, when we do these meditations, which are depending on a spontaneous presentation in a class, that these meditations are not worked out beforehand. And because of that, you know, I can't in advance guarantee to anybody that the meditation will accomplish what it has intended to accomplish. But I have seen in the past that your, shall we say, your own capacities and your own realizations have led to successful meditations, even though what I have done was imperfect. And so I hope that if there are, I don't know, any imperfections in what we're about to do, that you will, of your own realization and of your own awareness, correct that and make it work for you in the way in which is best for you. So what specifically we are going to do in this meditation is we are going to attempt to create that alchemy, at least lead ourselves to the point where that alchemy could be created. So now the problem I am facing as the guide in this meditation is that usually what works best in the meditative state is to contact the being first. But if you remember how I presented it in the lecture, the alchemy was first between the mind and the heart, and then second, catalyzed by the spirit, by the being. Well, I don't think that's possible according to the methodologies that we use for meditation. So we're going to first get into the meditative state, relax. We're going to have contact with our being, and then we're going to go through that energy to the mind, to the heart, make that catalyst, and then again reestablish ourselves in the state of being and catalyze that union into, hopefully, the situation of bhakti. Now, I know already this is going to have trouble. This is going to not work in the very wonderful way I just said it. Because when you enter into the realm of your minds, all of our minds are universally not clear like they're supposed to be. All of our hearts are not unalloyed like they're supposed to be. So we're going to be dealing with the unconscious. So we may never get beyond the unconscious. A couple of us might not get past the mind. Some might not get past the heart. Some may find it impossible to do the connection. Some may find themselves in the unconscious and totally blown away and unable to deal with it. And considering all this, I may not even be able to continue the meditation up to the point of the catalyst of bhakti. I may be totally unable to do it. So, in other words, it's something we have to build together, yet it would be unfair to demand anybody to go somewhere they can't. And I'm not trying to say that we can't do this. I'm not trying to say that you should be in any way worried or discouraged or whatever. It's just that I think that we should all be aware of what we're dealing with. It's like, I mean, we're standing at a diving board very high up in a swimming pool, and we know we're going to jump off, so we should be aware that when we're in the air, we should try to stay straight, because if you go this way or that way, you land on your stomach or your back or whatever could happen. So we're going to have to know that these obstacles will be there, and we have to deal with them. And in advance, because I don't want to do this in the meditation, I can give some hint how to deal with it. And the way to deal with it is to not fight, not resist. You can't fight against the mind. You can't fight against the heart. You can't resist their resistance. The more you push against the resistance that is being offered to you, the more the resistance will grow. So it's a question of letting be whatever it is, but recognizing it. And when you recognize it for what it is, the mind for what it is, when you your mind for what it is, you recognize your heart for what it is, you can then do that alchemy. It's the same as accepting your being for what it is. Well, not exactly, but it's close enough. So let us begin.